Hey, this is David Platt. I want to invite you to join me on our new podcast, Everyday Radical. We're having honest conversations about the real challenges of following Jesus and what it looks like to make him known in your neighborhood and among all nations. If you want practical guidance and encouragement to follow Jesus every day with all your heart for his glory in all the world, subscribe and listen today.
Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Luke chapter 12, verse 32. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. I love this verse. Just let it soak in. Fear not. So let's just pause there. What are you prone or tempted to fear in your life? So just think for a moment, okay, what am I tempted to fear, to be afraid of? I'm afraid of this or that happening? Or what am I prone to fear? When you think about your fears, and maybe I can include here worries, anxieties, what are you prone to be worried about, anxious about, or afraid of? And here in Luke 12, Jesus is saying, fear not. Don't be afraid. Don't be anxious. Don't be worried. And then he gives such clear reasons why. Fear not, little flock. Well, this is the first reason you don't have to be afraid, because God is your shepherd. You're a sheep, little flock. He is your shepherd. And the shepherd's whole responsibility is to take care of the sheep, protect the sheep, feed the sheep, nourish the sheep, lead the sheep, guide the sheep, provide for the sheep. God looks at you as a perfect shepherd looking at his sheep. So you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be anxious. You don't have to worry, because you're a part of his flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure. So you're not just a sheep with God as your shepherd. You're a son or daughter with God as your father. He is a perfect father. And we know he talks about this in Luke chapter 11. Even good fathers know how to give good gifts to their children. God is a perfect father who is always working for the good of his children. So you don't have to be afraid, anxious, worried, because you're a sheep with God as your shepherd. You're a son or daughter with God as your father. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Not only are you a sheep with God as your shepherd, a son or daughter with God as your father, but you're a citizen of an eternal kingdom. You know the king. The king loves you. You're an heir of the king. Oh, you don't have to be afraid about anything today. You don't have to be worried about anything today. You don't have to be anxious about anything today, because you are a sheep in God's care as your shepherd. You are a son or daughter in the family of God. He is your father. And you are a citizen, an heir of an eternal kingdom. And the king loves you. So God, I pray over every single person listening right now for freedom, for total freedom from fear and anxiety and worry. I pray for every one of my brothers and sisters in Christ who is all these things, that they would know in a fresh way in this moment. They would hear you speaking to them saying, you're in my flock. You're a sheep and I love you as your shepherd. That they would hear you saying to them as your son or daughter that you are their father and you love them and are committed to their good. That they would know, oh God, that you're their king and their heirs of your kingdom. Oh God, we praise you for this truth, these realities, this freedom that you give us from fear and worry and anxiety. And we pray you'd help us to live in it all day today. And God, help us to spread this good news. Spread this good news of freedom from fear of anything, including death. Jesus, you have taken the worst thing that could happen to us, death, and you've turned it into the best thing that will happen to us, eternal life with you. God, all glory be to your name for freedom from fear. So please help us, oh God, to live in this and to spread this everywhere today. Help us to encourage other brothers and sisters in Christ with this truth. Help us to lead people to Christ with these truths. God, we pray for the spread of freedom from fear in Jesus to the Bajgoti Rajput people of India. For all 177,000 of them, we intercede right now, oh God, please cause the good news of victory over sin and death and freedom from all fear to spread to the Bajgoti Rajput people of India, that they might be a part of your flock, in your family, as heirs of your kingdom. We pray all this according to your word, which we love, in Luke 12, verse 32. In Jesus' name, amen.